Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Norwood by Charles Portis. For A. Norwood had to get a hardship discharge when Mr. Pratt died because there wasn't anyone else at home to look after Vernell. Vernell was Norwood's sister. She was a heavy, sleepy girl with bad posture. She was old enough to look after herself and quite large enough, but in many ways she was a great big baby. Everybody out on the highway said, "What's going to happen to Vernell now?" Several people out there on the highway put this question to Brother Humphreys, and his reply was a thoughtful, "I don't know. I'm trying to work something out." He talked to a man in Texarkana who worked something out with the Red Cross man at Camp Pendleton, and the Red Cross man, in turn, worked it out with the major who handled hardship discharges. Norwood had to see the major 3 times and talk to him about personal and embarrassing things. The major had a 105-millimeter ashtray on his desk. He was not an unkindly man, and he expedited the matter as best he could. Norwood took his discharge, which he felt to be shameful, and boarded a bus in Oceanside that was bound for his hometown of Ralph, Texas, with, of course, many intermediate stops. The big red and yellow cruiser had not gone far when Norwood remembered with a sinking heart that in all the confusion of checking out, he had forgotten to go by Tent Camp 1 and pick up the $70 that Joe William Reese owed him. This was a measure of his distress. It was not like Norwood to forget money. Joe William should have come by and paid him. He would have if he had owed the money. But no, that was not Joe William's way.